The Lynx Blue Line extension from Uptown to UNC Charlotte opens in just a month. CATS has been running empty trains on the new light rail tracks since January. This morning, a few citizens were the first to try it out, and they're already imagining the possibilities. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
A Blue Line train with a sign saying not in service arrives at 9th Street Station, not far from UNC Charlotte's Uptown campus. A hand-picked group of nine people is already on board after starting their journey at the Blue Line's southern end at I-485. Michael Fleming explains how he wound up on the train.
So I saw on social media from CATS that they were just doing a little kind of contest that you could be one of the first riders on the new line. So I sent an email over and they selected me to ride today.
Fleming is a social media manager who lives and works in an apartment next to the new 36th Street station in NoDot.
I'm just excited for the extension so I can hop on from my apartment building and ride to Uptown or over to University.
These residents are a sort of rolling focus group, offering CATS feedback on the 9.3-mile extension, which adds 11 stations from 7th Street Uptown to UNC Charlotte's main campus. For some, the extension is the solution to a nightmare commute. Right now, Alexis Curitan walks and rides the bus 2 hours to get from her home near the Scaly Bark station south of Uptown to work in Northeast Charlotte. The train will cut her commute in half.
Maybe an hour, maybe just up under an hour since I'm coming from Scaly Bark. So I can't wait to get a little bit more sleep before I come to work.
The southern section of the Lynx Blue Line opened in 2007 and runs from Uptown to I-485. Add the new section and the whole line is now about 19 miles, says Hillary Ryan of CATS.
So the Blue Line extension from about 9th Street to UNC Charlotte will run you about 22 to 25 minutes. And the whole thing will be about 50 to 55 minutes.
Construction on the extension began in 2013. It had been expected to open last August, but it was delayed 7 months by what officials called construction coordination challenges. It's now scheduled to open Friday, March 16th, in time for NCAA basketball tournament games uptown. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.